in the 21st century. At the end of the 20th century, the 1900s, the United States was waging several wars. Alabama played a big part in all of them. During this time, the space program in Huntsville became an important part of the state's economy. Shipbuilding in Mobile and the state's steel industry also grew rapidly. Alabama moved into the new century along with the rest of the nation and the world. Some people predicted terrible things would happen when the clock ticked and the calendar changed to January 1st, 2000. Nothing bad happened, but everyone celebrated starting a new 100 years of change, growth, and making history. There were huge changes in technology and everyday lives in the 1900s. Alabama began the 2000s with high hopes for good things. New industries came to the state and brought good jobs. The great economy brought growth and the money to improve school programs. However, terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001, changed the future of Alabama and the rest of the world. Chapter 13, Alabama Enters a New Century. Chapter Preview, Terms. Rebel, Patriot Missile, Ceasefire, Weapons of Mass Destruction, 9/11, Terrorist, War on Terrorism, First Responder, Al-Qaeda, Muslim, Disarm, Diversify, Suborbital, Depletion. After World War II, some people left Alabama to live in other states. Many of those who migrated were military men and women. They had lived in other places and seen other ways of life. The population of Alabama grew to over 3 million by 1950. The black population, however, was shrinking, becoming smaller, as African Americans left the state. They moved away to get higher-paying jobs and equal rights. In 1950, 33% of Alabama's population was black. Just 10 years later, the number was 30% of the total population. The immigrant population increased during that time as people from other countries settled here. Alabama's total population continues to grow. It increased from 4,040,507 in 1990 to 4,779,736 in the 2010 U.S. Census. The state's African American population ranged between 25% and 26% of the total. More than 430,000 of Alabama's residents are veterans. These veterans are men and women of all races who have served in the armed forces. Chapter 13, Section 1, Wars and Other Military Actions. As you read, look for why the United States entered the Vietnam War, how many Americans served in the Vietnam War, the natural resource found in Iraq and Kuwait, why the United States moved troops into Saudi Arabia, what 9/11 means in our country, the terrorist group that attacked the United States, where Afghanistan and Iraq are located, Alabama's contributions to Operation Iraqi Freedom, terms, Rebel, Patriot Missile, Ceasefire, Weapons of Mass Destruction, 9/11, Terrorist, War on Terrorism, First Responder, Al-Qaeda, Muslim, Disarm. After World War I, Americans believed there would be no more wars. Then Japan's attack on Pearl Harbor brought the United States into World War II. After that war, Americans were suspicious of communism. The Cold War developed between the United States and the Soviet Union. Many people thought the communists would try to take over America. The United States and its allies felt they had to stop the spread of communism. That is one reason America went to the defense of South Korea. The United States was concerned that communism might spread throughout Asia. Vietnam was a divided Southeast Asian country. North Vietnam had a communist government. South Vietnam did not. America began helping South Vietnam with supplies and military training. Over time, our country sent huge numbers of troops to what became the Vietnam War. Many American soldiers, Marines, sailors, and aviators died to keep communism out of South Vietnam. In the early 1990s, the United States was drawn into a war with Iraq to protect Kuwait. Later, after the 9/11 terrorist attacks in 2001, American troops were sent to Iraq and Afghanistan. The War in Vietnam. Vietnam was a French colony for many decades until it gained independence in 1954. It was then divided into two countries, North Vietnam and South Vietnam. North Vietnam wanted to reunite the country under a communist government. South Vietnam did not want to be communist. North Vietnamese troops moved into South Vietnam in 1957. South Vietnam asked the United States for help. Our country sent supplies and other forms of economic aid. North Vietnam supported communist rebels known as Viet Cong in South Vietnam. Rebels are people fighting a war against the government in power. In 1961, the United States began sending military help to South Vietnam. At first, it was just to teach their army about modern warfare. But the number of American soldiers in Vietnam grew quickly. By 1965, the conflict was a full-scale war. In 1968, there were 500,000 American soldiers in Vietnam. The war in Vietnam lasted 8 years. It was the longest war in U.S. history at that time. The fighting was very heavy, and the United States dropped millions of tons of bombs. There were 1,200 Alabamians among the more than 57,000 Americans killed in Vietnam. Many others were captured and made prisoners of war, POWs. The release of American captives began in 1973. The first POW to step off the plane was Captain Jeremiah A. Denton, Jr. of the U.S. Navy. The Mobile, Alabama native said, quote, "We are happy to have the opportunity to serve our country under difficult circumstances. We are profoundly grateful to our Commander-in-Chief and to our nation for this day. God bless America." End quote. Captain Denton was later elected to the United States Senate, where he represented Alabama from 1981 to 1987. Crisis in the Persian Gulf. In August 1990, the Middle East country of Iraq invaded its neighbor, Kuwait. Both of these countries are rich in oil, so they have a great deal of economic power. The United States buys millions of barrels of oil from Kuwait each year. Operation Desert Shield. Iraq stormed over the border and took control of Kuwait. Armed forces from the United States joined troops from Syria, Egypt, Great Britain, and France in the desert of Saudi Arabia. They moved in to stop the Iraqi advance. When Iraq took over Kuwait, the United States asked the United Nations, UN, for help. The United Nations voted to stop all trade with Iraq. In November 1990, the UN Security Council said that the forces could use all necessary means if the Iraqi army did not leave Kuwait. The Iraqis did not leave by the deadline of January 15, 1991. Operation Desert Storm. Desert Shield became Desert Storm, or the Persian Gulf War. In January 1991, 33 Allied nations declared war on Iraq. For 43 days, Americans watched the war on television while it was taking place on the Arabian Peninsula. We heard about the American anti-missile missile called a Patriot. These Patriot missiles were used to shoot down Iraqi missiles called Scuds. By February 1991, there had been thousands of bombing attacks on Iraq by America and its allies. Then on day 39 of the war, the land war began. Just 4 days later, the Allies marched into Kuwait City and Iraqi forces were defeated. The war was short, but the damage to Kuwait was great. Iraqi troops set fire to over 500 Kuwaiti oil wells and left a huge oil spill in the Persian Gulf. They also destroyed buildings and equipment worth millions of dollars. Iraq agreed to a ceasefire. A ceasefire is a truce that means all fighting stops. The Allied forces demanded that Iraq destroy its weapons of mass destruction, WMD. These are weapons that can kill many people at once, chemical, poison gas, and biological, germ warfare. Weapons are two examples of WMD. Allied troops not involved in peacekeeping returned to their countries. The first American troops came back on March 8, 1991. About 14,000 of Alabama's career, military, and National Guard members served in Desert Storm. Many towns and cities across the state welcomed these men and women home. There were parades and celebrations for the returning soldiers. Terrorist attacks. On September 11, 2001, now called 9/11, several terrorist attacks on American soil shocked our country. Terrorists are people who use violence to cause fear. They usually want to change the ruler or government. On that day, terrorists hijacked, took control of, 4 passenger planes in the United States. They flew 2 of the planes into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York City, New York. Terrorists flew the 3rd plane into the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. Passengers on the 4th plane fought with the terrorist on board. That plane crashed into a field in Pennsylvania. These attacks killed thousands of people and wounded many others. Soon after the 9/11 attacks, the war on terrorism began. This war had no special place to fight. For the United States, the war on terrorism meant any action that stopped terrorists. Inspectors looked closely at travelers and their baggage before letting them board planes. Extra people began watching important places such as bridges, dams, and waterworks. Security was increased at large gatherings such as major sporting events. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, was created after 9/11 to help make our country safe. This new government group handles emergencies including natural disasters and terrorist attacks. The DHS coordinates the various services needed in such situations. Homeland Security also alerts first responders when something is suspicious. First responders are the people who rush to help in case of emergency: police officers, firefighters, first aid workers, and the National Guard are first responders. Events like a bomb scare or other threat put the area on alert. The first responders have plans for these alerts, just as schools do for a fire drill. War in Afghanistan. The 9/11 attacks were planned and carried out by a group of terrorists called Al-Qaeda. They were Muslims, people who followed the teachings of the Islam religion, but they were also radicals. These radicals had extreme or fanatical views of religious laws. Being Muslim does not mean the person is a radical or a terrorist. The members of Al-Qaeda would not be friendly with people of other beliefs. This group often killed people who did not agree with them. The terrorist headquarters was hidden in the country of Afghanistan. It is in the Middle East and borders Iran and Pakistan. The leader of Al-Qaeda was a terrorist named Osama bin Laden. President George W. Bush demanded that Afghanistan turn over bin Laden to the United States. They also said they had to stop helping the terrorist. The Taliban government of Afghanistan refused. Bin Laden continued to hide in caves and other places and moved often. In May 2011, U.S. Navy SEALs, Special Forces, found him in Pakistan. During a secret mission to arrest bin Laden, he was killed. The president then asked Congress for the power to attack terrorist groups. In October 2001, America and Great Britain bombed Afghanistan. That was the beginning of Operation Enduring Freedom. America and the other countries that helped in this war were called the Coalition, a working group from different places. Coalition troops attacked Al-Qaeda hideouts in Afghanistan. The Taliban was in charge of the government of Afghanistan. Then coalition forces overthrew, forced to leave, the Taliban government. That government had helped the terrorist. The United States and its allies then helped the Afghan people form a new government. The terrorists were forced to flee into the mountains, but they continued to attack the new government and the coalition soldiers. The United States tried to gain the trust of the local people. At the same time, America helped rebuild the country from the damages of the war. The war in Afghanistan became the longest war in United States history. Operation Iraqi Freedom. After Desert Storm and the war in Afghanistan, America still had concerns about the Middle East. The United States believed that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, WMD. The leader of Iraq, Saddam Hussein, had promised to destroy his WMD after Desert Storm. International inspectors searched for the weapons, but they were unable to prove if Iraq did or did not have WMD. The United States and its allies decided Iraq was a threat. They stationed troops near Iraq to prepare for war. At the beginning of the war, 8,185 Alabama troops were called to duty. They were from 135 units of the National Guard and reservists of the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines. On the evening of March 19, 2003, President George W. Bush ordered coalition forces to attack military sites in Iraq. He said, quote, "This will not be a campaign of half measures, and we will accept no outcome but victory." The president announced the purpose of the war was to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger. For Iraq to disarm, they had to destroy their weapons of mass destruction. On May 1, 2003, President Bush declared the major combat part of Operation Iraqi Freedom over. American troops stayed in Iraq to help the people put their country back in working order. But it turned out that the fighting was not over. Iraq moves ahead. With the help of American and coalition troops, Iraq held a national election. The country elected a president and wrote a new constitution. Iraqis began to use their own government by writing new laws and holding court. They started rebuilding and forming their own army and police force. Saddam Hussein, the former president of Iraq, ran from the coalition forces. He was later captured and arrested. An Iraqi court tried him for the murder of his people and other crimes. He was found guilty and executed. After fighting for several years, American troops began pulling out of Iraq. As they left the country, the American troops handed over each city to the Iraqi government. Alabama's part in the Middle East. Alabama's National Guard members played a big role in the Middle East wars. The state ranks fifth in the number of troops called to duty. Alabama's Clay County is believed to have the highest percentage of National Guard and Reserve enlistments in the nation. At Huntsville's Redstone Arsenal, engineers took calls and emails from soldiers. The engineers helped soldiers who had questions about missiles and helicopters. Redstone Arsenal also developed and managed the multiple launch rocket system called Steel Rain. The Space Missile Defense Command provided equipment and computer software for the war effort. These tools gave the military important information needed on the battlefield. Tons of munitions were shipped from the Anniston Army Depot. This depot also rebuilt, modified, and repaired 3,677 M1 Abrams tanks. Lockheed Martin's plant in Troy made the Javelin and Hellfire anti-armor missiles. They also built the Predator and AGM-142 missiles. These weapons were very important in the Middle East wars. Helicopters were another key part of America's military actions. The Army Aviation Programs in Huntsville managed the Apache, Black Hawk, Chinook, and Kiowa Warrior helicopters. The helicopter pilots were trained at Fort Rucker near Ozark and Dothan. American troops around the world. In the 1940s, American troops were deeply involved in Europe for World War II. After the war, their presence was still needed to help Europe rebuild. There are still many American military bases in Europe. Today, U.S. soldiers are stationed there to help protect our European allies. Alabama military personnel are stationed all over the world, including the Philippines, South Korea, Turkey, and all the oceans. Think it through. 1. Why was Vietnam divided into two parts? 2. Before entering the fighting, how did the United States help South Vietnam? 3. How long did the Vietnam War last? 4. What was Kuwait's important natural resource? 5. At the end of Desert Storm, what demand did the Allies make of Iraq? 6. What attack on America changed the way Americans think? 7. What terrorist group fought U.S. troops? 8. Name the new U.S. government department created to make America safe from terrorist attacks. 9. In 2003, what did President Bush say was the purpose of the war with Iraq? 10. What contributions did Alabama make in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan? 11.